Previously on We Are More Than the Podcast. Good day. It's the best day of the week. Great day to be alive. Great day to get better. I'm KL Frierson, and welcome to another episode of We Are More Than the Podcast. I got some guests, y'all, and I know y'all hear me say it all the time that I got a special guest, but indeed, these are special guests for me, for sure. I got Reese Luck here. We got a long history, and I got a story to tell about it. I got Birdie O'Jesus in the building. You said you just started off, well, you've been doing music forever. However, You just started taking it seriously and doing some dope things. I just heard one track so far, but I'm a fan. I can honestly tell y'all that. I'm a fan right now for sure. But welcome to the platform, fellas. Glad that you all were able to take time and sit down and kick it with me. Even though this is a two-part deal, because we definitely got work to do once we done.
Absolutely.
And Birdie, you got more music that I got to hear, bro. I have to hear. But yeah, so how y'all fellas doing, man?
Doing good, man. Happy to be here. You know what I mean?
Woke up this morning, bro. We can't complain.
I hear you. That's the win. So I'm gonna open it up like this. And well, let me ask this question. Birdie, when did you and Reese meet?
Man, I've been knowing Reese. You know, we gonna change the name Guru. I've been knowing him for a while, man. Man, probably been about 2 decades for real.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been a while, man. We used to throw parties back in the day.
What kind of parties?
Man, you know. Party.
To wherever, man. Yeah. Just promoting, throwing parties, put some money in the pocket.
That's what's up. So let me tell you how I met this fella, Birdie. So I was working on music, and I had my boss at the time, shout out to Flood. He ran into this guy who owned Mac House Studios. Mm-hmm. And he said, man, you know, I heard your music. I just met this guy where if you go there and you record your song, he can make it sound radio ready before you even leave the studio. And I'm like, all right, cool. He was like, yo, I already told him, I got a dude, the dude is dope. So I walk into the Mac House on, where was it at the time?
Antrim, West Antrim, yeah. Off Lawrence Road.
So I walk in there, clouds. There's a cloud in there. Yeah. And the lady who was sitting at the front, she told me to sit in the back. So I'm in the back. I got my Advil, and this is my regimen. I got Advil, water with lemon in it, and I usually pop 2 Advil before I go in, so my vocal cords won't swell up. So that way, however many takes I need to do, I can get it done. And I knew I had an hour. I scheduled for 2 hours because I thought that's just what I needed to do just in case I did so many takes. So I had rehearsed and rehearsed, and I practiced and practiced and practiced. I walk in the studio while he finishing the session. You ever seen an engineer that's just like sitting behind a computer and they're like, man, I wish this shit would be over already?
He probably was hungry. Yeah.
That's the face he had on. Like, man, there's somebody else that done paid for studio time. So I'm going to sit in here and record them because they done paid for studio time. But this shit whack. Like, that's the face he got on.
I'm sorry.
The dude kept coming out. He was like, yeah, nah, that's a good take. Nah, that's a good take. And I'm looking at him like, yo, I hope he's honest with me because that take was terrible. So, like, I'm seeing what's going on. So I get in the booth and he was like, or I walk in, I hand on the music, and he was like, okay, cool. So he loaded it up. He's sitting over there chilling. I peeked out because I see him, and it's one of those, here we go with this shit again. That's what it looked like. That's what his posture is showing me. So I get in there, I start recording. It's the song called Superman. And like I hit the first few notes or whatnot, and I record the whole verse flawless because I had been rehearsing. I know when it comes to studio time and I got an hour, I rehearse as if I got just that hour. So I'm hitting every note, so perfecting everything. So when I go in there, I can drop it and do what I need to do. So I record it, and I just peek my head out. And his posture went from leaning over to he sat up straight and he's doing other shit. Yeah, yeah. Hey, you'll do that again and you'll do that again. Oh man, that's dope. How about harmonize this with this? So he went from being an engineer to a producer on the track.
To a whole coach on the track.
That's when I knew I had something. But this is the shit that really tripped me out, bro. Mm-hmm. Why he's mixing it. I recorded everything in the first hour. The second hour he spends mixing. So while he's mixing it, I'm still in the booth. I come out of the booth. It's 30 dudes in that one damn room. So they call me Straight Lace K. I grew up in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. You know, I ain't never been in like too many hood settings unless I'm with my homeboys because I know they carrying and I feel safe.
Bruh.
Yeah.
I walk out into the studio and I'm like, oh shit. I'm in the wrong spot. Wait a minute. But I'm here and I'm looking at these.
I bet the cloud got thicker than
like I see these guys and I just sneak out of the back and sit down on the couch because everybody's standing behind Reese while he's mixing.
Yeah.
Dog, I'm seeing what I consider like these some real tough dudes. They singing my R&B song because he's mixing it out loud and they like, yo, run that back. Yo, nah, run that back. And they say, yo, this shit hot, dog. Like, and I'm like, yo, I think I got something.
Yeah.
I think I got some. And then I put it out. It's still streaming well.
Yeah.
So like my first encounter with Reese was on that. But since then, we've been locked in, bro. And I appreciate the being able to know. Have you ever been in a position where y'all wonder if my music is tough?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing someone where what they do is record. So they hear a bunch of talent come in and out. Mm-hmm. And for him to sit down and actually go from, yo, I'm just hitting space bar so I can go ahead and get this shit over with.
Yeah.
To going into coaching mode. I was like, yo, that shit is incredible. So ladies and gentlemen, the director / producer / engineer of my first single Superman is in the building. Reza Luck, y'all, and now guru.
Guru with a L in it.
So guru.
Guru.
Yeah. Okay.
I started calling him guru because he the glue to it.
Okay. Yeah. That's what's up. So, Brady, I want to holler at you real quick. Mm-hmm. Your journey into music. Now, off record, we were talking a little bit. You said you started off in elementary school.
Yeah.
Just as far as music goes. How was that journey getting to where you are now?
Man, back then, it's like, you know, you said to have some people, I ain't gonna lie, we were broke coming up, so I ain't had no video games at first. So I had to, the VHS mm-hmm. tapes, you know, it was in the VCR. And I used to record all the videos, and then I watch the videos, and I rewrite the song how I think it should go.
Oh, that shit tough.
So I used to record myself, so I listened to them. Then the older I got, you know, it's just the skills got better. And then my mom always wanted me to do music. I started trying to push other people because I always had like I bought Pee Wee Longway and Thugger first show, so I was a club promoter before all this.
Okay.
So knowing how the club scene go. Me, Reese, Guru, all of us used to do parties, so it's like, you know, I really could book my own shows. So it's like,
that's what's up.
You get what I'm saying?
So, yeah, all in house.
Yeah, all in house. So, and then 2021, my mama passed, and it just hit me. Like, I was sitting there, and shout out to Reese. We get on the road. He probably crazy like me. If you tell somebody, hey, man, let's get on the road, man, go to California. This, some people be like, nah, bro, I gotta. And we jumped out there, went state to state. I think that was the trip I stopped writing music.
Okay.
I had so much on my brain. I probably asked Reese, we recorded the second verse on one song. I did it without writing. I probably asked him 100 times, bro, how to sing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But like you say, and it goes back to what you say though. When he started coaching you.
Right.
For an engineer to do that, they must like what they hear.
Okay.
Because if I was an engineer, man, I'm gonna lie to you, you know, it's a job at the end of the day. If you want to come in and scream right. on the mic, scream. And if I try to coach you, you ain't listening. Go ahead and pay me. I'm gonna get paid either way.
right.
I had to take no lies.
So yeah, with this music thing, like we was talking earlier, I heard you say, you know, your pop's a pastor.
Yeah.
So I believe in God. I feel like we weren't supposed to make it in this now, because being young, the dream be so big in your head, you forget about the business part.
Right.
So then you become a grown man. Now you got the vision with the business mind frame. You can't lose.
Right.
So that's where I'm at with it now. And then I think everything on God's speed, because think if you would have made it when you was like 14, 12.
Oh, yeah, I'd have blown it.
Yeah, you would have.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't have had a chance.
I would have bought a giraffe.
What?
You know what I mean?
www.buyagiraffe.com. You can't tell me I can't buy no damn
giraffe. And put them on the block. You know what I mean? But now, you know, more like real estate, different type of stuff. You know?
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. So let me ask you this, Reese. What in the hell got you into the music in general? I'm talking about from a toddler going forward.
Well, my first inspiration was my Uncle Lorenzo.
Okay.
Yeah, he used to play guitar, and he didn't read music and that. And he just, as soon as he heard a song, he played a song. Like, no rehearsal or nothing like that. He just played it. And he always say to me, man, I don't know how I do this. You see this right here? Me playing guitar the whole time. I don't know how this happens. But this right here, this is what God meant. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of where I got my first spark from. And the family, they always listen to old school music. So
okay.
I'm a country boy. So, you know what I'm saying? But from there, like, I was an athlete. So I always wanted to be in band and all that stuff. But right. I never had the time, you know what I'm saying, the time to, because I was dedicated to being an athlete. But
that's code for girls like guys who play sports.
Bravo!
I mean, I was a little jock. You feel me? I'm just saying
that, the reason why I say that's code for that, because I was in the band and all that other stuff, and I saw all the girls like the dudes that play sports, and I'm like, well, hike. So that's what it turned into. And when I realized that I wasn't gonna make it in sports, I'm like, yo, I think I could play the piano a little bit, and I know I can sing. So this is how I'm gonna get them.
Yeah,
but yeah, continue. But,
so when I you know, towards the end of it, my senior year, well, actually my junior year, my boy Roderick Rainey, C-Kid, y'all probably, anybody listening know C-Kid, I went to high school with him, and him and Butler, like Josh Butler, I don't know if you know
okay.
him, but
not familiar with
Josh producer. But they did this little project, they had this song called Dime Spot on it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And so everybody, you know, we all hyped up about it. Like, we ain't never heard our own voice on the track. I mean, everybody's big music fans, you know what I'm saying? But after that, Josh came through my crib and put FL Studio, or Fruity Loops at the time, on the computer. So I just started messing around with it. I wasn't that serious or nothing like that. I had some small experience on the Triton with my uncle, because he played on the Triton too. But after I got to college, me and my boys, we just sitting in a room. It was like, yo, I had Fruity Loops. My boy had Fruity Loops. We was like, let's rap. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of how the spark got started. And but what got me into engineering was Phil Duckett.
Phil Duckett, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I seen how he used to do, how he used to move and stuff like that. And I was more of a behind the scenes guy. You know what I'm saying? So I just, like, rapping, it was cool. But I ain't want to be in front of everybody.
Okay.
But I still wanted to deal with the music and stuff. So I kind of tapered off towards engineering, you know what I'm saying, at the house and stuff like that, recording all the fellas. My little brother, Big June, y'all know Big June. But
I still need my beats.
Yeah, Big June and his boys, when I got to college, I did a track, and they rapped on it for their first track.
Okay.
So then we became Kilo Camp. And so when I left college, I came back home, and that's just how it's been.
So Kilo Camp, Beat Kitchens came out of that?
Well, they didn't come out of that, like, but we all networked, though.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, okay. But he didn't come out of that. Arson came out of that. Shawty Rock came out
okay.
of that.
Yeah, okay. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Reese.
Street Poet Bronx.
Reese gave me an opportunity for my first spot to perform in Greenville. Now, the event got shut down because he had me going on last. I had backup singers and everybody are just ready to go.
I wanted to end the show with that, man. It was crazy, man. We just did. Sometimes it don't be enough time in the day, right, man.
Right. I remember a very, very drunk Reese that was like,
oh yeah,
man, they shutting the venue down. If y'all rock with them, then I don't rock with y'all. I don't respect nobody that rock with them. Oh, come on. 2 months later. Hey. Hey, man, so we got an event here, dog. And
if Reese drunk or Reese hungry, is going down.
Yeah, man, I try not to drink as much nowadays, you know what I'm saying?
I
like,
got you.
Like remembering who I talked to and what I said, yo, because all I got is the stories.
So what's making you stick with the music scene?
Man, I ain't never been a quitter. First of all, but it's the talent that I choose to be around. Okay. Really, I believe in the people that I record, you know what I'm saying? And that's really the only thing that keep me moving, because they believe in themselves, I believe in them, they believe in me.
Okay, so has your, I guess your engineering has switched to now you're working with people that you want to work with.
Exactly.
Versus.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't like the public, I had fun. I never take back the time. Okay. You know what I'm saying? But things got a little monotone.
Okay.
You know, like to the point where you can hear the talent, but if it sounds just like the previous one, it's just like, here we go again.
Right.
Here we go again. That's why that day you did Superman, it was like a breath of fresh air. I'm like, yo, these people don't come through the studio.
Right.
This is what I feel. I feel like I grew up listening to this kind of music. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Now, Birdie, so again, only one track in, but you're not one of what I like to call these rappers. Like, you're a rapper's rapper. You're a 8-Ball MJG. That's like the kind of school you went to. You went to the Goody Mob school. All right. So am I all in your playground right now?
Man, you gotta ask Reese, man. I got so many styles, man. Like,
yeah.
Like at the moment, I don't know if she passed and jumped in me and said, do it like this. But the music is crazy. It's like it's different type of music. Like, ain't no telling when I might sing when I come here. I don't know.
Say word.
Everybody gonna have to clear out the studio, but I do. I ain't comfortable with it.
Cause like I said, when I walked in and hearing the substance and what it was that you were saying, I'm like, yo, you a rapper's rapper. Mm-hmm. Now, shout out to my guy Deuce MCG. Mm-hmm. He is a rapper's rapper that I heard recently, but he does a lot of the stuff that's hot right now too. So one of the things that I've learned how to do is just kind of challenge myself to use my pen in different ways. So I jumped on the track like I was one of these young kids, kind of sing rappy kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I know that I can write, and because I can write, I still put substance to what it was that I was saying. But it was dope, and it ended up being a dope track. And if you listen to this, Deuce, we got to drop that. We've been holding this for like a year now, but. So, is that a way that you challenge your pen? Just kind of
how I feel.
Okay.
Like, you know, you might. Man, I seen Puff Daddy. Who was at pre-vape with Puff Daddy one time? It was backstage, but it was like it was right at the bottom. He said, "I say this in every interview." He said, "You ain't always got to make gangster music. You can, if you like to sing in the shower, make music by singing in the shower." Now, I ain't no psychic, but I know all three of us sing in the shower.
Yeah.
And if somebody make the right song about singing in the shower and it's hitting, I'm going to sing that song in the shower. So it's like, you know, be yourself, because it'll never be another you. So I feel like if I wake up mad, probably going to make a mad song. If I'm in my feelings, make a song in my feelings. But I'm still trying to push like the positive music to the world now. But that don't mean I'm not going to be a ghostwriter. I still can sell the songs, because might be an angry artist out there. I got that angry song for them.
Right.
Somebody in love, I got that love song for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got you. So your style of music is solely based off of how you feeling that day.
How I'm feeling that day, man. Like, I go with the flow.
So when you record, do you write anymore?
Not no more.
I can't do it. Like, that's that. Okay, I take it back.
I will.
I take it back.
I'm sorry.
I can sing a song.
Yeah.
And just keep coming up with words to sing. But if I got to rap, like I literally go off in a dungeon somewhere, lock myself away, meditate first, and then whatever God pins out, that's what I end up rapping.
But see, that's you in your element when you singing.
Yeah, okay.
That's him in his that's element fair. When he rapping, yeah, you know?
the glue. In his element.
I came in here one day, man, they had this beat by B3 playing for me. I just jumped in here like, I record and be like, man, I don't even know. Angels must wrote it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if you hear the songs, you wouldn't believe it.
And yeah.
I feel like all three of us, I feel like this all calling music, podcast, whatever. Because right. You wouldn't be doing something if you didn't love doing it.
Yeah.
Man, I'm 200 episodes in, bro. So like,
it's like being in love with a woman.
Right.
Yeah. You keep chasing
it. Right. Like I'm enjoying this space. So. How I came on pod.
I bet you don't want none. Look out. You know you're messing with the wrong ones.
Now watch out.
Keep talking, I'ma give you some.